European authorities target three familiar companies amid questions about who pay taxes where.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Battelle. Every day, the people of Battelle apply science and technology to solving what matters most. More at battelle.org.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. Did the Netherlands, Ireland, and Luxembourg set up improper tax deals to lure business from some high-profile international companies? Today, the European Union's antitrust commissioner opened an investigation. In the last hour, it emerged which companies are targeted. With the list, we turn to Theo Leggett with our partner, the BBC, in London. Theo, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Theo, tell me more about what the European Commission is looking at here. The issue is actually within the countries themselves?
Yes, this looks like the European Commission putting its toe in the water on this whole issue of how multinationals are taxed. And what it said it's done is it's opened three in-depth investigations into tax decisions affecting Apple, Starbucks, and oddly enough, Fiat as well, a name that doesn't normally come up, in Ireland, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg, seeing whether these companies were offered tax arrangements that weren't offered to other companies. Because if that happened, then it would fall under the EU state aid law and potentially be illegal.
Now, this, of course, will be watched very closely by companies beyond Fiat, Starbucks, and Apple.
Yes, I mean, it's quite common in this day and age, in the age of globalization, for companies to take decisions which minimize their tax burden. Now, all of this perfectly legal. The question is whether or not there is any way for governments and jurisdictions to clamp down on this kind of thing, because, of course, the accusation is that by doing this, companies like Apple or Amazon or Google are managing to avoid paying a great deal of tax in countries where they actually do a lot of business.
The BBC's Theo Leggett in London. Thank you very much, Theo.
Thanks, David.
Now, there is the national measure of the U.S. economy, gross domestic product. But later this morning, we'll get a reading on how much money changed hands state by state. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has this preview of regional economic growth last year.
The U.S. economy as a whole grew by about 2% last year, but there's a lot of disparity among individual states, says Alan Berube at the Brookings Institution.
The picture is still one of a multi-speed recovery.
In the fast lane, states on the West Coast, where home prices are booming again, and any place that's pumping or refining oil and natural gas, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
North Dakota will continue to look really good. Texas, strongest big economy in the country throughout the recession and recovery. I do think we'll see some states that got nailed in the housing bust turning more definitively up, Nevada, Arizona, Florida.
And while growth rates may look pretty good in the upper Midwest, where manufacturing is still a major force, Alan Berube says,
it's like a rubber ball, right? They just bounced back because they crashed so hard. The Clevelands, the Detroits, the Toledos, they'd been in a long-term recession.
New England and the Mid-Atlantic states have also been lagging. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. The 100-share index is down 0.5% in London. The key stock index in Hong Kong fell 0.25%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Nuance Power PDF, a scalable solution designed to accurately convert, combine, and edit business documents. Nuance.com/PowerPDF. PDF uncompromised. By CSX, whose trains can move a ton of freight nearly 450 miles on 1 gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to ensure all students graduate high school prepared to succeed in college and careers.
If you were to make a list of the top five products that will play a major role in our future, the battery would definitely be on there. They power our handheld devices, increasingly our cars, and they're a key component in grids that supply renewable energy. In California, scientists are experimenting with better batteries, and angel investors are working on cool ways to get these on the market, our David Weinberg reports.
Back in the day, say about 10 years ago, when scientists were trying to invent new kinds of batteries, they often used a method called cook and look.
Cook and look. So you go cook a material up, take a bunch of compounds, you'll heat it up to very high temperatures. You will then go make a battery with it, and you'll go look and see if that battery worked the way you were expecting it to work.
Venkat Srinivasan is head of the Energy Storage and Distributed Resources Department at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. He says today his lab uses computers to identify new materials. As a result, he can produce quicker results. But turning those results into tangible products is a slow process.
Going from the lab to the market can take as much as 10 years in the battery space. And that bottleneck of going from the lab to the market is what we're trying to solve with CalCharge.
CalCharge is a consortium of companies, universities, laboratories, and unions. It was created by CalCEF, the California Clean Energy Angel Fund, which provides seed money to startups in the clean energy field. CalCEF spent 2 years studying the process of innovation in the battery industry and found multiple bottlenecks. Labs need more trained scientists. Additional skilled workers are needed to install new technologies when they do get to market. And although the national labs are mandated by Congress to produce practical technology for the private sector, they're burdened by complex regulations. Jeff Anderson is managing director of CalCEF.
For an individual company that wanted to work with a national lab to do cooperative research, it could take between 6 and 9 months easily for a company to negotiate a single project. And that's just untenable for most companies.
CalCharge was created to help streamline that process. It connects energy storage companies with the national labs. It also worked with San Jose State University to create a Master of Science program that focuses on battery technologies. CalCharge gets its base funding from companies that pay annual dues to join the consortium. In the 8 weeks since CalCharge officially launched, several companies, including Duracell, Volkswagen, and LG, have signed on as members. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And thousands of traditional black taxi cabs are starting to blockade traffic in London this hour amid similar protests today in Paris, Madrid, and Berlin. The cabbies and taxi owners are upset over smartphone-based ride services like Uber taking their business. In London, if there's a meter in the cab, tough licensing rules apply. The black cab drivers say the smartphone app is a meter. Authorities have so far ruled it's not a meter, making it easier for Uber and its rivals to make inroads. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Harvard Business School is launching a new program online about which a question. Can they reach more students without diluting the brand?
Our approach is really designed explicitly to strengthen the brand by illustrating through these offerings what the quality of a Harvard Business School education is.
All right, if they say so. I'm Kai Rizdal, online education and the Ivy League identity, next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.